Welcome to More Than a Few Words, a marketing conversation for business owners. This is your host, Lorraine Ball. And if you're like most business owners, you don't have all the answers. There's so much involved in running a business that you need to turn to the experts, but sometimes you just can't. And that's where having a mastermind group can be so beneficial. To have this conversation about mastermind groups, I've invited Zachary Parker Harris to join me. What you should know about Parker is that he started his career landing his dream job for a Fortune 100 company. But after getting to know the executives and asking the advice they'd give their children, he realized he needed a different path. He started a mastermind modeled after Benjamin Franklin that over time has become his business and mission. And today, he leads Junto Global, which has served thousands of entrepreneurs, helping them connect with like-minded peers and build relationships, health, and the business they deeply desire. Parker, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lorraine.
It is so nice to have you here. I really love this topic of mastermind groups. I've seen it work for my business, but tell me, what was it that started you down this path?
I think like most opportunities and most innovation, it came from a pain. I felt a pain that something was missing for me. It started with the transition from university and college to, you know, to my professional life, and all of the opportunities to build relationships and discuss interesting topics and learn things, you know, that were relevant to what I was going through at the time or felt relevant to what I was going through at the time. It was missing. I think it was a space for continuous learning and relationship building. So that's what I sought to solve for myself.
So as a continuous learner, I am with you. I relate to the pain of suddenly being in a setting where there's no rule book and no perhaps structured way to learn. How do you think a good mastermind can fill that gap for business owners?
Creating a space and being around other people that are interested in discussing these things, there's known benefits to that, like obvious benefits, and then there's so many non-obvious benefits, because exploring ideas leads to digressions that people don't fully even know that they want to go to or even are relevant. So discovering that unknown and thinking from first principles and getting to root cause, this is a space where I think that becomes possible.
Awesome. As I'm considering joining a mastermind group, there are lots of organizations that run groups. You can create your own informal group. What are some of the characteristics that I should look for in the members and in the structure of the group that will make that a productive endeavor for me?
That's a great question. It's important to find a space where people are truly being themselves and bringing the good and the bad. I think sometimes people, you know, put on a mask and really want to project that they have everything figured out. And that is one of the least helpful things to bring to a mastermind group. And I like to think of environments where there's people that are two steps ahead and at the same level and even two steps behind. And I think so often people want to, you know, be the dumbest person in the room or, you know, be in a room where everyone is 100 steps ahead of them. But I think at that level, there's so much unconscious competence that what's relevant in one conversation is not relevant in the other. So being in a place where we can contribute as well as receive.
I think that's such a good point. I was talking to somebody recently and we were talking about hiring a marketing partner. And he essentially said the same thing about those relationships, that when you're starting out, you don't want the biggest, best agency because you're not ready for what they can give you. And so that same advice, looking at your mastermind group where you're going to open up the kimono a little bit and let people see the real you, they have to be kind of in a similar stance. When I love that idea. So when I'm having these conversations, what types of questions do you think mastermind groups are well suited to answer?
The way we think about it is, what is a problem that you have that's no longer Googleable? Right? So in my opinion, masterminds are for people that can already help themselves and are good at solving their own problems. And then, you know, but business itself is often an issue generating machine. Like, it just kicks off issues. And so learning to prioritize those issues, and the way we think about it is, you know, what is a question that a person would invest $100,000 to answer? What is, you know, what's a question, you know, you would invest $10,000 to answer? Like, what are these high leverage questions that we would really invest energy into answering? And let's bring those to the table. And Lorraine, what's most interesting to me is we bring different opportunities and challenges to the table. What people often think is the problem isn't the problem that is really holding them back. There's often something deeper, and it takes a mastermind to peel back the onion, if you will, and get to this bigger question or this bigger opportunity or problem.
I love that example of thinking you know what the problem is and then finding out that that's really a symptom of a bigger problem or a different problem. A lot of what you discuss in a mastermind group, you might bring to a consultant, somebody who's an expert in a particular field. What do you think the advantage is of bringing that to a conversation with a mastermind group versus a consultant, acknowledging that there are times that that consultant does add value? But what are the advantages that a mastermind group has when you're doing that kind of problem solving?
I would compare a mastermind group to bringing a problem to like seven consultants, you know, and almost at the same time, so they can almost build on each other. And I think, you know, I've hired a number of consultants throughout my journey, and some of them were really impactful and some of them weren't. And I think at the end of the day, a mastermind creates leverage for an entrepreneur. And entrepreneurs often have complex stakeholder relationships with the people in their lives, whether they're investors or advisors, or, you know, even their significant other, or their, you know, their family, and their team, right? Like, you know, it's sometimes hard to find a space where entrepreneurs can have their best interests be at the forefront, and for people to share that goal and then not just support, but also challenge, right? Like, and I think high performers, high achievers value and can get a lot of value from being challenged.
Absolutely. I was in a mastermind group years ago, and I will never forget when the members of the group had an intervention with me and they all said, you need to raise your price. And that was the consistent feedback that they were like, Lorraine, we're not talking about anything else till you come back and say you have raised your pricing. And it was so empowering to hear that from multiple people, because other people in my life were not saying that. But that group who knew me and knew my business did. I want to ask one more question, because I know this pops up a lot of times with mastermind groups. You're in this room, you're in a room with business owners, you're getting to know their businesses intimately. Doing business with them, yes or no? Is it a good thing to make them your accountant or your lawyer, or are you better shopping your services outside that group and keeping the mastermind conversations pristine?
I think it depends on the person that is you're doing business with, and probably even the person, right? Like, so, you know, I think if there's different qualities of service providers, different values, you know, whether it's an attorney or a financial advisor, and there's so many things. And I've seen it work, and I've seen it not work. I've seen it work and then not work. So I think it's really difficult to answer that question. I think part of it is becoming a person that's worthy of doing business with, as well as being able to communicate, like communicating expectations. And all of these are their own skill sets that I think entrepreneurs have to learn over time. And sometimes masterminds are a part of that journey. It's not all sunshine and rainbows in a mastermind. There's often like we're challenging ideas. So truth often gets found in conflict, and sometimes issues form as a result of that. And I think a good mastermind also has tools to resolve those issues, because often when there is an energy put towards resolving an issue between people, both of the people come out better.
Absolutely. Well, Parker, this has been fabulous. Thank you so much for spending the time and having this conversation with me.
Likewise, Lorraine.
If you've enjoyed this conversation and you want to learn more about mastermind groups, there's going to be a link to Junto Global, JUNTO.global, in the show notes, and I hope you'll check it out. And if you've enjoyed the conversation, listen to another one. They're short. Subscribe to More Than a Few Words wherever you listen to podcasts. This has been another episode of More Than a Few Words. Thanks for listening.